Ready to go.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I want to welcome you all and to convey my delight at being invited to be a part of the program this evening. I'm Carol Goldberg. For the past 43 years, member of the faculty of the law school, and since 2011, the vice chancellor for academic personnel. And one of my responsibilities as vice chancellor for academic personnel is to be responsible for the Emeriti and Retirees Relations Center on campus. This has been a great source of satisfaction to me. And it is my distinct pleasure this evening to introduce to you the newly appointed director of the Emeriti and Retirees Relations Center, Ragini Gill, who is standing right there and waving her hand. She is the most recent in a long line of distinguished occupants of that position, and she comes to us from the UCLA health system, where she has been a benefits counselor and very instrumental in developing a volunteer program associated with the Healthy Campus Initiative. So she's very knowledgeable about the organization of volunteer activities on this campus, which will doubtless stand her in good stead. I can say that she is also a person of tremendous energy and resourcefulness and a ebullient personality who will bring all of her warmth and energy to the work with the Emeriti and Retirees Relations Center. And I am thrilled since Monday of last week to welcome her to this role at UCLA. And I hope you will make an effort this evening and in the future to get to know her, as I'm sure she will make an effort to get to know all of you. Before I begin the announcement of campus awards for Emeriti, I want to say a bit about the context in which I understand and view these awards. It has been my deep commitment as vice chancellor to transform the understanding and culture on the campus about faculty retirement, to shift the view from the view of retirement as a kind of casting off, which some have thought it to be, to an understanding of faculty retirement as a transformation, a recreation of the relationship between faculty and this university, to find all the ways that we possibly can to sustain satisfying and productive relations of our faculty as they make the transition from active to emeritus status. Among other things, I have pursued this initiative by the sponsorship of a new working title for Emeriti of research professor for those who are retaining an active role in research. We have a Pathways to Retirement program that has enabled faculty to make agreements for both pre- and post-retirement arrangements with their departments, including such things as recall for teaching and research and service. I have certainly encouraged people to think in very much more productive and constructive ways about their post-retirement relationship to the university through the appointment since early in April of this year of a faculty retirement liaison, that is Professor David Lopez, now emeritus and former chair of the sociology department, who is available to work with faculty before retirement in the negotiations and construction of arrangements with their departments, and also available, and I want this to be known, with for faculty post-retirement who have matters they wish to pursue with their departments. He can be very instrumental and helpful in dealing with that. And then finally, most recently, I've worked with UCLA Extension to establish a workshop series. We've now held 3 of these workshops. We're about to have the 4th and final one in a few weeks that focuses on the social and psychological elements of retirement to help people carry out the kinds of plans for retirement that will give them the most satisfaction in their emeritus status. And I'm happy to say that the response to this program has been remarkably successful. And among other things, the head of the Emeriti Association, Dan Mitchell, has been one of the wonderful speakers and sharing his own experience with the participants in this program. So I am very much committed to ensuring that there is a successful path to a new but nonetheless still satisfying and productive relationship for faculty in the emeritus status. And one of the ways that I'm encouraging this is through the recognition of faculty who are continuing to contribute as emeriti. One of the things that we know on this campus is that our undergraduate student population is growing, the demands for teaching are growing, and the participation of emeriti in teaching is actually a very cost-effective way to satisfy these expanded teaching needs. So that it's a really a big win-win situation for the campus to encourage the participation of emeriti. But also service needs, participation in Senate committees, participation on dissertation committees is something that emeriti can do that will help us manage the growth of the educational enterprise and the research enterprise on this campus. So I want to make sure that when this activity does occur, that it is properly recognized, and the awards that are going to be given out tonight are part of that recognition. So there are 2 sets of awards that I'm going to be speaking about today. One is the Dixon Emeritus Award that has been part of an endowment provided to the campus to acknowledge accomplishments, especially in research, by faculty who are in the emeritus status. And we are fortunate to have 3 outstanding recipients of this award this evening, and I want to introduce them to you and to recognize them today. The first one is Francis Frank Chen, professor of electrical engineering, and he is receiving the Dixon Emeritus Professorship Award for his exceptional research since his formal retirement in 1995. You have probably been given some information about each of these individuals, but I will mention some of the highlights that you can see in this pamphlet that's been distributed to you. He has been focusing on the physics of low-temperature plasmas, and that has been very instrumental in advancing state-of-the-art of semiconductor circuit manufacturing. And he has a remarkable publication record. In retirement, as we point out, it would be the envy of the active faculty. More than 55 peer-reviewed journal papers, multiple books and book chapters, and conference papers. He's been teaching regular technical seminars, and he's been instrumental in developing a course on plasma processing for the Chemical Engineering Department, and he is continuing to serve as emeriti, are definitely authorized to do. In fact, they can chair PhD committees, but he's been serving on PhD committees and advising multiple graduate students. He is a lifetime educator. He has seamlessly, it so appears, moved from active to emeritus faculty status. But he also, in addition to all of this academic accomplishment, has been giving talks about his travels and his bird watching, which he, I imagine, finds time to do in between publishing multiple papers. So we are delighted to confer this Dixon Award on Professor Chen. Please come up and receive this award. And here it is. Congratulations, and we are delighted.
I thought that coming with this award, I had the opportunity to give you a two-hour lecture.
But time is of the essence. Thank you so much. Even if now is not the time for the two-hour lecture, I imagine there are those who would be delighted to have that lecture at some future time. So thank you. Our second Dixon Award recipient is Professor Leonard Len Kleinrock, also from the Samuel E. School of Engineering and Applied Science. He came to UCLA's Computer Science Department in 1963, even before I did. He retired formally in 1994, but his active involvement in the campus has continued largely unabated. He is credited, as many of you may know, with being one of the founding fathers of nothing less than the internet. How could we live without it? And bravo for that. His team pioneered the groundbreaking protocols that would later become the foundation for wireless networks. Talk about what has transformed our lives. Probably nothing more than that. Since his retirement, formal retirement, in 1994, he's continued to receive generous grant support. He's continued to build UCLA's reputation for wireless communication development. He has launched more than one commercial venture, and he has even, get this, chaired his department. Talk about selfless service. He has also published numerous, 70 research papers, received numerous honors, including the Presidential Medal of Honor in 2006. Well, I don't know if we can compare with that quite, but we will do our best, and we have for you, Professor Kleinrock, a Dixon Award for emeriti professors and their accomplishments post-retirement.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So my 2 minutes is, one is never considered a prophet in their own country. So, in fact, this is an special.
Okay. All right. Take that, President Obama. And our third and final Dixon Emeritus Professorship Award winner, just to show that we don't only give them to people in the engineering school, is for Professor Anthony Orm. Is he here tonight? Yes, he is right here. Good. All right. He has been at UCLA also since before I arrived in 1968 and retired in 2010. He is a emeritus professor from the Department of Geography, received his PhD in geography from the University of Birmingham in England, and joined our department, later serving as department chair and then subsequently as dean of social sciences. So somebody who knows how to serve the campus in an important way. He, too, has been a scholar, continuing his scholarly work since retirement. And he was instrumental, in addition, in rescuing a very important research resource of the University of California, the White Mountain Research Center in the Owens Valley. He helped rescue it from financial insolvency and closure. And I have a feeling that having been a dean with financial responsibility probably served you well in dealing with that financial challenge. He headed the committee that analyzed the problems of this center and received unsolicited appointment as the director of this research center. So not only has he carried on his own research, but he has facilitated the research of many others into his period as an emeritus professor. He's modernized, refurbished this center, and he got it onto a sound financial footing. And I have to say, he had to have been doing this during the period of the recession, which could not have been an easy time in which to do that. So for your contributions, not only through your own research, but in facilitating research through this important research center, and I imagine with a drought, that has become an even more significant source of research, we want to give you our Dixon Emeritus Professorship Award.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'll keep this short, like a Scotsman's kilt, long enough to cover the subject, and short enough to be interesting. But I do thank you, and I do wish to invite you up to the White Mountain Research Center. Whenever you want to be up there, we have four stations, one at Bishop, which is our base camp, and then three up in the White Mountains, which are on the opposite side of Owens Valley from the Sierra Nevada, one at 10,000 feet, and one at 12,500 feet, and one on the summit. So if you're thinking of that, if you have nothing else to do during the summer, please come up and join us. It's a very lovely experience. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Our final award for this portion of the program, it's not the final award of the evening, because there are other awards that are being given out through the Emeriti Association, is a new award. And I have to say that I'm a little embarrassed to say that this award actually bears my name. My staff persuaded me that it should, since this is actually the fourth of my 5 years as vice chancellor, and it will carry on in this name into the future, for which I'm most grateful. And it is an award that has been conceived through academic personnel to recognize distinguished service to the academic enterprise. And I could not be more thrilled that this award will be given initially to Professor and Dr. Richard Gold, Assistant Dean in the School of Medicine, the David Geffen School of Medicine, and Professor Emeritus of Radiological Sciences. I have to tell you that there is probably no one on the planet whose prose I read more often on a weekly basis than Richard Gold. I can tell you a lot about his years of service before retirement, which included the highest levels of accomplishment in every way, including receiving UCLA's Distinguished Teaching Award, including service on the Council on Academic Personnel and as its chair. But what I want to focus on now is his service since formal retirement in 2006. He began his term as assistant dean a year before that retirement, but he has continued on in that capacity every year since then. And his role has been to write the academic personnel letters for nearly all of the clinical faculty in the David Geffen School of Medicine. Now, some of you may be aware of the size of the group for which he is responsible. But we're talking multiple hundreds per year. So when I say that there is no one whose prose I read more often in an average week than Richard Gold's, I mean it. But I want to say something about the quality, not just the quantity. The quantity alone is impressive, but it's the quality that moves me so deeply. These letters are letters written both beautifully. I mean, if you're going to read all this prose, it helps if it's quite readable, right? So they're beautifully written, but also they are careful and candid in a way that enables me to trust what he writes completely. If there is a flaw anywhere in the dossier, whether acknowledged by the department chair or not, he will identify it, he will explain it, and he will, in his advocacy role, do the best possible job of explaining why it should not interfere with the recommendation that he is making. I will give him my highest compliment possible, which is that he would make a great lawyer. Indeed, I view the letters he writes as establishing the gold standard. Steve Cederbaum, where are you? I know you are enjoying what I just said. For those of you who know Steve, you will know why. For the remarkable service he continues to provide, I am thrilled to be providing him with the first ever Carol E. Goldberg Academic Service Award. Please, back to Bob. This is for you, Richard.
Thank you so much, Carol.
Keep those cards and letters coming.
I'm so proud because her name is on the award. She is a mover. Never lets things stay as they are. She's always moving ahead to make the system better. Thank you, Carol.
Well, thank you. You know, Richard, your name is a little too short. But other than that, everything's perfect. Thank you. Dan?
Greetings. I'm Dan Mitchell, the president of the Meritae Association, and I might say thank you to Carol for her excellent award-giving talents, and of course I was delighted to be on the program that she hosted for people who were looking into the possibility of becoming a Meritae. Of course, we have at the association a vested interest in people becoming a Meritae. Right, exactly. We have an official recruiter. You know, I was thinking back as she was giving out the Dixon Awards, and particularly when we got to Professor Kleinrock, because he gave a talk at the UCLA Forecast. It was a long time ago, you know, maybe the year 2000 or something like that. And he took out of his breast pocket a cell phone of that era and then some other devices and said, you know, the problem is that you have to carry, you know, if you want to do all this stuff electronically, have your calendar and all these sorts of things, you have to have a different device for each. Why couldn't you have it all in one thing? And, of course, so now I have my cell phone here, which is a phone and is doing the recording, and the one thing I forgot is I did want to take some pictures with it of people getting these awards, but if it's going to be sitting here and everything is in one device, you can't quite do that. It also raises other issues because there was a session of a professional association to which I belong in which they had given me an award, and hadn't told me whether I was supposed to speak or just sort of shake hands and get the plaque or certificate or whatever it was. So I didn't know until the last minute or shortly before the last minute that they wanted me to talk for maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes. So I quickly prepared some remarks, and I launched into my remarks, and the cell phone rang, and it showed me that it was my daughter calling. So I couldn't really just turn it off. So I stopped my remarks, and I picked up the phone and said, "Nina, I'm getting this award right now. Call me back later," and then put it back in my pocket. And proceeded with my statement, and then it rang again, and it showed it was my daughter. And I said, "Nina, I can't talk to you now. I'm getting this award," and I just clicked it off. Well, as it turned out, she was at some other function and had lost her phone, and somebody found it. And then there was this option of calling Dad on it. And so it wasn't her. It was somebody trying to figure out whose phone this was and was calling me. Well, luckily, it all got straightened out, even though I had shut off that conversation. Now, as you know, we have a dinner program. And at that program, apart from the presentation that you're going to hear, which is going to be very interesting and very timely, we also do a certain amount of business, so we're going to have elections, and we've had hotly contested candidates, so we'll introduce them and proceed that way. For now, we have a few other awards, as Carol mentioned, so I'm going to ask first Betty Chang, who's our president-elect, assuming that all of you endorse that selection when we get to the formal voting procedure. So I'm going to ask her to give two of the awards, and then we have a third award that will also be presented. So Betty?
Thank you. I hope you can see me. My name is Betty Chang, president-elect of the Maritai Association for this coming year. We'd like to honor two of our awardees this year for their outstanding service on behalf of the Maritai Association. That's all of you. And this year, we have first Noelle Carteret, who I'll describe what she has done and ask her to come up afterwards. She is receiving a Distinguished Service Award for her 13 years of service in putting on the Sylvia Winstein Arts and Crafts exhibit. Many of you may have attended these exhibits, where the California room in this faculty center is spectacularly decorated and transformed into an art gallery. And she has developed a program in which we honor the artists. We have time to browse their works of art, and we have a very lavish buffet dinner after that. And I want to say that Noelle Carteret has been in charge of every detail of the exhibit from the beginning to the finish. In fact, following each year's completion of the exhibit, she starts planning for the next one. So for this, our association is very grateful for providing this highlight of our association each year. Noelle.
Remind everyone, this is a Sylvia Winstein Award, and Sylvia was the originator, or the second in line, I suppose, after of the director, but she put this program in her life, and she made a very wonderful addition, I think, to everyone's spouses, faculty, women's club people. All of us have participated in one way or another and enjoy that event every night. And so thanks very much.
The next exhibit is May 19th, which is on a Tuesday. We hope you can all show up. There will be a champagne toast to start at 1:30, California Room. Thank you. Our next award is given to Diane Child. She has been our corresponding secretary for a number of years, in which she has brought to the association's attention the honors and achievements of the Emeriti of UCLA. That's your honors and achievements. She has also been responsible for informing the association of any members who have deceased during the past month, during our monthly meetings. And she expresses our best wishes to people who may be ill or recovering from long-term illness. In addition, she presents each month members of the Emeriti who have passed away during the past month and have us honor their contributions. And at the end of the year, which is spring, and you may have received a copy where she commemorates all the Emeriti who have deceased during the past year, and helps us to honor their memory. And for this, we're very grateful to Diane Childs. We'd like to present with you our certificate of appreciation.
Thank you, Betty. I have learned over time as a librarian doing instruction that I don't usually need a microphone. I can tell. I was flabbergasted when I learned about this award. I could think of many, many other contributors to the Emeriti Association who have given more. And then I figured it out. It's a hook so that you keep on working. But I really, really hope for all of you that you personally or those you love will not get my particular attention. And what else can I say except thank you, and I have something for Professor Orme. Is that all right? I don't know where he went.
Thank you. I'll turn the meeting now next to Dr. Cederbaum, who will make the next presentation.
Well, I want to thank Betty for ceding the floor to me. This is her job. Betty said when she got up to the microphone that I hope that you can see me. Well, I want to go the opposite. I hope that you can't see me. But I have the microphone to honor our Emeritus of the Year, who's John Edmond. And John has been a friend for my entire career at UCLA. And it's really a pleasure for me to honor him. When I knew I had to stand up here and make this award, I said, okay, these people are going to be accused of honoring their own. And by the way, I know I'm talking into the microphone, but John is hard of hearing. So I want to make sure that he hears. He wants to hear the joke as well as the nice things. But if there were an award for Mr. UCLA or Ms. UCLA or whatever, John would really be the recipient of this. He has, through his entire career, not only had an ordinary academic career, but more than that, he's served UCLA in many capacities. Interestingly enough, there's a confluence tonight that both Don Catlin, who's our speaker, and me were recruited to teach in the biochemistry lab course by John, who made this course up from whole cloth and really changed what this was all about. But John has served at every level at UCLA, in his department, in the school, and particularly in the Academic Senate, and finally, in the Emeriti Association. He was our past president, and he was the most wonderful recruiter that you could imagine. Now, we know that John is hard of hearing, but there's one word that he's absolutely incapable of understanding, and that word is no. So in the write-up, I talk about that glint in his eye, and of course that's there, but in addition to that, he charms people into actually doing work, as he charmed me at many stages in my life into joining the Senate and eventually to joining the Emeriti Committee. So I think all of us, not just me, really owe a debt of gratitude and thanks to John Edmund, who's an Emeritus of the Year, and really very much more. John?
Steve tells a good story, but I'm just an ordinary Scotsman who came down from the hills to come to UCLA. And my time here has been most enjoyable, especially on the Emeriti Board, because that's where you meet lots of people that you've never met before from all over the campus, and you become friends with them. It's a great place. So when you're recruiting, where is she? Lady. I hope some of you guys will be recruited sooner or later to take part in the board, because it's an enjoyable and collegial time to spend your day. It's happy. And I feel highly honored, because this is a something to put on the wall and think about the good times I had. And I thank all those responsible for who made it happen. Thank you very much.
Just one final remark. You may notice that there nobody got a plaque, they got a certificate. And until 2 years ago, we used to give out plaques I was driving to a store with my wife, Evelyn, to get the plaques that we were to give out. And she said, "Steve, why would you give plaques to people who are 70 plus and who are trying to downsize their lives?"
So, good idea.
So it's thanks to Evelyn that we've made this great change.
So thank you, we're now going to adjourn and have our dinner, and then we'll have the dinner meeting and the presentation. Thank you.